This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP breaking news.
I want everybody to stop what they're doing
right now. Do we have a signing?
Eagles have made a signing.
All right, well, this is about to stop me in my tracks, I guess.
No reset year, Joe, because the Eagles have signed a long snapper, baby.
All right. Turn my mic on for that. Good times. All right.
It's kind of funny, the timing on this, because this sounds like it's an entry into the bracket of Hughes, because his name is Charlie Hewlett, literally spelled H-U-G-H-L-E-T-T.
Well, I guess the Eagles are listening today. All right, so, maybe, guys.
Way to go, Charlie.
Maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe it's not a reset year. We just added a long snapper.
That was
dead wrong by Kyle to hit that music, by the way. Because I got excited. I didn't know. Did they sign a significant player? Did they trade for Trey Hendrickson? They signed a long snapper.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem either. I mean, who has a problem with long? But here's my question. Is this, are we reaching the end of the Rick Lovato era? Because it's been an era. I mean, Rick Lovato's been around a long time. Remember, I told you guys, I watched Rick Lovato get a tattoo once. He was at the...
Why?
Well, because he was...
What's wrong with you?
Hold on.
Nothing.
Bored?
No, it was the day that John Marks got his Nick Foles tattoo. So I was kind of filling in for Marks. Because Marks was literally on the table during the show. And then I looked over the next, I don't know what you call it, like a...
The table?
Well, I get, but they're separate.
The chair?
No. It's almost like there's like little rooms. Like you get like a booth.
Oh.
But like, they're not really closed. I guess they could close them depending on where they're tattooing. But they had the curtain open and I looked over and I was like, who's that guy? Because he was really tall and he looked like a football player. And then I realized that it was Rick Lovato. So...
Nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy competition, the long snapper spot.
I mean, they're trying to get better at that spot.
And you guys are telling me this is not a reset year. This is
it's not.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's all. All right. So, all right. Let's go over the moves. 215-592-9494. Other than the long snapper today, Hugh, what's his name? Hewlett. Charlie Hewlett. All right. Welcome in, Charlie Hewlett to the Eagles.
It's the 64th Hugh.
Yeah. There it is. All right. We'll get back to your phone calls. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. Hugh is not. Kyle's in denial. And of course, we need your favorite Hugh for our bracket of Hughes. We will have a full bracket for you next week. It's March Madness for a lot of reasons. The actual NCAA tournament next week and our bracket of Hughes here at WIP. But Hugh, let's go over what they did yesterday, which adds to A.J. Dillon, which adds to, of course, bringing in Kenyon Green in the trade with the Houston Texans and Josh Uche, who we heard about yesterday. So Uche reacted to yesterday. Hugh, two more signings yesterday, two more vets. One, more of a vet. He's been around a while. The other one, a little bit younger. A Dory Jackson signed yesterday. Cornerback, 30 years old. He was with the Giants last year. I saw something that when he signed with the Giants, I think it was 3 years ago, he was set to come here on a free agent visit. And the Giants brought him in first. He signed there. He never got here. But obviously the Eagles, Hugh, kind of had their eye on this guy for a while. Dory Jackson.
Yeah. And you're talking about, you're trying to bolster that line a little bit, man. You want to try to go, you want to try to get, you know, some guys that are serviceable, but not are going to put you in a cap hell.
Yeah. I think it's a 1-year, $2.5 billion deal for Dory Jackson.
You want them to keep serviceable, but not Cap Hill. And if they play well, there's an opportunity there. I'm pretty sure they're thinking there's an opportunity for you to resign a longer deal.
So of all the deals they made, I think he's the one with the most, I would say, track record of success in the NFL. I mean, he's the oldest. He's 30. He was drafted in 2017. But, Hugh, I view it as he's competition with Keeley right now. That feels like they're going to compete for that outside corner spot. And it also means they don't have to draft a corner. You know what I mean? Like, they have Adoree Jackson. They have Keeley Ringo. Those guys will compete. So yesterday they bring in Adoree Jackson. And then the tight end, Harrison Bryant, who played with the Cleveland Browns the last few years.
Yeah.
Do you think Harrison Bryant has any impact on the impending Dallas Goedert thing? I did wonder that, because they didn't need a second tight end, right? They have Grant Calcaterra. I wonder if this impacts the Goedert situation, or they think Goddard's about to go and they want to have another guy in place.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think Jack Stoll got signed away.
So now they need a third tight end, you're saying?
I guess. I mean, I guess they had three last season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe. It could be both. Could be a hedge.
Yeah.
Plus replacement for Stoll.
Yeah. And Harrison Bryant is, let me put it this way. It's not like he's done nothing in the NFL. He was drafted 2020, and he said years of 24 catches, 21 catches, 31 catches.
Pretty decent, serviceable guy.
Now, the last 2 years, it's kind of similar to Uche, Hugh, where Uche 2 years ago, 3 years ago, looked like he was going to be something, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of gone backwards. This is the same thing. I mean, the Harrison Bryant, the tight end, first 3 years in the NFL, he had, 70-something total catches. The last 2 years, he only has 22 total catches. So I don't know what's happened, if it's just the quarterback play, if he got beat out. But they're going to try to get something out of him. He was in Las Vegas last year with a couple other tight ends. So they signed two veterans yesterday, along with Uche, Adoree Jackson and Harrison Bryant to the Philadelphia Eagles. And as Kyle hit the breaking news, we now have a long snapper. So
yay.
It's a heck of a week here with the big names left and right.
I feel like you guys are acting like this is a joke.
Well, I think. Well, you. I think. Imagine being
I'm
in the.
With it.
Imagine being in the car and hear the breaking news.
I would have drove off the road.
I mean, you think? Oh,
hearing about Charlie Hewlett,
Trey Hendrickson, or something big.
I would venture to say that people are pretty upset. They're like, "What are you doing, Howie?"
They're the med.
I don't think people.
Some people are. What are you doing, Howie? With the defensive players being lost? Yes, I do.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if Charlie Hewlett factors into that.
No, I don't think he does. I actually think people have been. Now, this is probably a product of winning the Super Bowl. This is the most understanding I've ever seen
fans
after losing this many good players. I mean, we haven't had much frustration at Howie. And I, who have been questioning what the plan is in terms of are they trying to repeat or is it more of a long term? I'm not upset at Howie. I'm upset at people who don't think these players are good that
right.
are leaving. I get the plan.
That's what I was going to say, because according to a lot of people, we didn't even let them any good players.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's been a theme.
They all suck,
yeah, they're just,
actually.
It's products of this. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we need a Hugh here. Best answer we get today will win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Ken in Cinnaminson's up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So I'm just going to get this one out of the way, because there's always like a 10 or 11 seed that makes a deep run. And I like, take that base out your boy's shoe. That's
We don't hear from him often. It takes a lot from someone to push that Hugh out to the forefront. But
that's crash out Hugh.
Yeah, if he makes the tournament, though, Ken, you're right, he could make a run.
That Hugh got me fired.
I mean, there's
before.
Always one. There's always one. He's never going to have to say that to me. So.
No, you're right. You're more level-headed.
There's not much bass in your voice.
No,
anyway.
You bring your points without having to raise your voice. Ken, what are you feeling this morning?
I have been told I'm mistaken for Pee Wee Herman a lot, so you're right. Joe, I need to understand what you were defining here when you say that you've resigned yourself to a reset year. If what you think is that the Eagles organizationally are punting on Super Bowl 60, then I could not disagree more vehemently. I mean,
I don't think they're punting, but I think they are, the way I view it, clearly prioritizing Super Bowl 61 and Super Bowl 62, or the idea of putting their best foot forward those years rather than this coming season.
Yeah, but this is the way I would frame it, Joe. The Super Bowl window is open, so that includes Super Bowl 60. The Super Bowl window is open. We talked about it before, but the Super Bowl window prior to this period, to legal tampering and free agency and all that, the Super Bowl window, in my estimation, has always been the length of these rookie contracts on defense and all of these, core players that they've got under contract already. So what they're doing is extending the Super Bowl window beyond next year when they have to extend Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith, and even the year after that when they have to extend Keely Ring or Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yeah, they've lost some guys, and I'm not going to sit here and say that they're all stiffs, but, you know, Oren Burks and Isaiah Rodgers are not needle movers, and that's certainly outweighed by the long snapper they just got.
Well, of course, yeah, I think the Burks thing is clearly now offset by the new. Well, yeah, right. A couple of these guys are backups.
Well, I mean,
yeah, Burks is not a big deal.
What if the long snapper was the problem with Jake Elliott's year all year?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what they thought.
Well, you know what? Maybe this changes everything.
I didn't know we did long snapper coping too.
We do everything coping.
If it helps you get that Jake Elliott back, then you know that's a needle moving move, right? But I mean, they're still the best roster in the NFL, and they still have, you know, 15 guys that are amongst the best at their position in the league that are under contract. And you know, if you're okay with punting on Super Bowl expectations next year, I guess that makes things easier for Howie, and it makes things easier for the Eagles, especially if the entire city feels that way. But I would guarantee you that those guys in that building who just won that Super Bowl, who are still there under contract and are really exceptional players, there's no way they're punting on Super Bowl 60. So to me, it's just extending the Super Bowl window beyond the length of, you know, the rookie contracts of those core guys on defense, and extending that and lengthening that a little more. So,
I agree with that. I think the window conversation is a good way of doing it. Ken, good phone call, and I'm glad you threw that Hugh in there, because take that bass out of your voice, Hugh. Is he's a good one. We don't see him very often. He'll pop up in like the Maui Invitational, and they're like, wow, that team could play.
We don't see it often because we have like high horse Hugh.
Yeah, that's true. He takes the high road.
Yeah, high road Hugh. That's
high road Hugh. He does take that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How Giggles Douglas is.
Giggles Douglas feels like a good mid-tier seed, 7-8. Okay, but with the window thing, right? A Super Bowl window. Yes, it's not closed and then going to try to reopen. They're trying to, like, if you open the window in your house, right, you could open it, you could crack it.
Mm-hmm.
You can open up all the way if it's a beautiful day, or you can open up halfway. And some years, the Eagles are opening the window to win that season all the way. Like when you guys went and got T.O., it was taking the window that was already open and putting it all the way open.
Yeah, you're right.
There are some years like that. When they went out and got A.J. Brown and added Hassan Reddick that offseason, that's pushing the window wide open. It was cracked open, wide open. Feels to me this year like the Eagles are okay with the window being half open. I mean, it's open. It's not closed. But they're not pushing that window all the way open. Let me ask you this, because Kyle's still holding out hope for a big move here. Maybe they'll use the draft picks. Would we agree if they went and traded tomorrow, if they packaged four of their draft picks in the next 2 years to get Trey Hendrickson? Wouldn't that say they're really trying to win next year's Super Bowl more than today?
That's a good question, Joe. And I would say, for the sake of this conversation, yes, because I think people would look at that and be, oh, they're trying to go back-to-back.
Yeah.
But I look at it like this. What do we know fundamentally about this organization? That they want to throw the football. And this year was the year they won the Super Bowl in spite of what they actually want to do.
Yes.
They still want to throw the football. They want to look right. And I look at it from even an arrogant standpoint. They signed two receivers. The first time they did it, it looked like Cincinnati's about to do it, two top-tier receivers. They want to get back to that formula. Last year was an anomaly for them. And that's what, you know, I honestly try to get people to see. They don't care that much about defense. I know that's a harsh way of saying it, but when you look at what has transpired over the last couple of weeks, there's no other conclusion to come to. They got lucky with the way that the defense played, and they are thankful for it. They're grateful for it. But at the end of the day, they want to throw the football. They want to throw the football. They want to push the ball down the field, and they're going to get back to that philosophy. That's what every move that they're making so far tells you, that they want to score points. Defense be damned. They want to score points. They went and got, like somebody said, they went and got a holder to get the kicker right. That should tell you everything you need to know about what they're thinking. They missed some points on the board with Jake Elliott because Jake probably went and said, well, damn, the damn holder, he ain't doing his job. All right, then we're gonna get you a new holder. I mean, I'm reckless speculation.
I will
here,
not stand for Rick Lovato slander.
No, but
on
I'm
the
just
show.
Saying it's reckless speculation, but But and you might say I'm coping, but look at what they did.
I always say you're coping.
Yeah, I know that.
Everyone copes around here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but look at the moves that they're making. But look at the moves they're making.
I know, I get it philosophically what you're saying, and they've held true to that. I'm just saying, if they want to show me that this isn't a reset year, then go add not a guy, because all they've added so far are guys. And again, I would have said the same thing last year about Bond. He turned out to be more than that. I will say, though, they signed him day one. I think they knew more than we thought they did about him. They thought there's probably something there. So far, it feels like they just signed guys. Just guys to fill the roster, compete. And that's okay.
But that's reset stuff. But let me tell you, this is the thing. Before we knew about Zach Bond, guess who he was? Just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the form. I think people, you can't see the formula because of what has just transpired.
I know.
But that's the formula.
Can I say
that? Zach Bond is the formula.
You made I forget what day it was. This week you made a comparison. Like, you go in somewhere and you see, maybe it's not the most attractive person, but they stand out to you.
Yes.
Right? Like, you had that comp. Last year on day one, they signed Zach Bond, which means they had conviction that he could help them. It's different to me when you're signing Josh Uche for 1 year, $500,000 or whatever he got, like, you know, $2 million on this fourth day free agent, third day. It's like, mm-hmm. You're just picking people up then. It's a little different in terms of how I think they might feel about that particular
player. So you're saying Zach Bond is more attractive than Josh Uche?
What I'm saying is...
In this analogy,
love at first sight versus the last person left in the bar. Or
yeah,
one of the last
it
people.
It gets stiff at times, you know what I mean?
However you want to frame
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be a lot of that this week.
What? Why?
Well, he's saying it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at a threesome.
I just thought about that. Because people are already, because it falls on a Monday.
Yeah.
But you want to take advantage of the weekend. People are already pre-gaming for St. Patrick's
Day. Are you?
Nah.
Well, we're spending St. Patrick's Day in Clearwater.
I'm going to be in a leprechaun suit at Bay Care Ballpark.
I can't wait for the photos of this to go up. So Monday and Tuesday, midday show is going to be in Clearwater with the Phillies. We got some great guests lined up. We'll be there for two shows on Monday and Tuesday. And Kyle does have a leprechaun outfit that he's going to wear at the stadium on Monday.
I am going to look like a jacket.
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to be set up right next to Tiki Bar, and you'll be a leprechaun on...
I can embarrass myself in front of all the Phillies.
Well, I embarrass myself on the microphone every day.
That's very true.
For 4 hours a day. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay? Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay? Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. So I don't know if it's a reset year. I don't think it's a full reset. I think that we're good enough at positions that we can bring guys in now and they can be plugged in and they can excel in their position. Because we have stars in every level. So because we have stars, now we can plug you in at defensive line because of Jalen Carter. And now you can look as good as Milt Williams easily. We can plug you in next to Zach Bond, and you can look good. So I think we're going to be good. I'm not even worried about it.
Well, I mean, certainly I think the defensive line is one that we should feel confident because they're pretty good at drafting those guys and developing them. And maybe Jay Ojomo's the next one because he looked like he could play a little bit. All right, Jay, what do you got for us? Give us a hue here. What's a good hue?
So I don't even know if this is it. I might be making one up, man.
Oh, that's okay.
But commercial Hugh is hilarious, man. that bacon commercial will live on forever, man. Man, when he says the stuttering and the hardwood, man, I laugh every time.
They got thick wood hard.
That's Jay.
Right for that.
Jay, that might make the tournament. Jay, that's I love that one. Jay with commercial. Now, should we change that to live read, Hugh? Because sometimes Hugh records commercials. You'll hear those, but live read Hugh is a different animal.
I think it's like it's got to be like ad lib Hugh.
Yeah, because I don't read them the way that they write them. Sometimes they write lengthy commercials. So, yeah, I don't read them.
And he refused.
Yeah, can we have that bacon one again? Because that's the one that really.
Really?
Yeah.
Got thick wood heart and slather Vaseline on me. the playing them together is just diabolical. I would have rolled him until he told me no. When you just play them like that, they sound so bad.
We're going to get taken off air.
When you just play them like that, it's just like so bad.
I always imagine there's someone new to our show who just stumbled upon it, and they're like, what did I just hear? What was that? That can't have aired the way I thought it did, and it did.
It did.
Like, something wrong.
The best part is none of it was planned to be that. That's just regular Hugh just being himself, and all of a sudden it becomes that. Clay in Kansas City. What's up, Clay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Clay, what's up?
Sorry about that, fellas.
No, you're good.
So, listen, I had one. I had Professor U, but it got taken. Harvard U is the winner. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, Harvard U. Because when you think of Hugh Douglas, you think Harvard. Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, the other thing, too, like, there's something to be – I don't know what the word is, like how you put two things together with the same first letter. I mean, that's pretty
solid. Oh, alliteration. Alliteration. Yep.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear you try to say that, by the way.
Alliteration?
I'm kidding you. I'll give you a hard
time. Oh, no. I was like, I can say it. It's the words that get me when I'm thinking, like, when I'm in stream of conscious and I put two words together that don't go. That's where I get jammed up at. You know what I mean?
Well, I did hear somebody drop anomaly earlier.
A legit threat.
Yeah. Like, I'll put it together.
I heard somebody say anomaly. Yeah. I was wondering about that one. So, listen, there's a couple things I want to make a point about here. You were on Kip Keeley Ringo last year, I believe. You were calling him a Thundercat.
Yeah.
There's a couple things here. First of all, they've been shopping at Tiffany's for the last couple of years here in the draft, right? I mean, other than, like, you know, Jalen Hunt, they've pretty much been shopping at Tiffany's. So, you know, I'm going to throw a name out there, and you guys can make fun of me once we get off the air here, but they watched a lot of tape on that Lewis Cine kid, or however you say his last name.
Lewis Cine, yeah.
Georgia.
And
Georgia
he was kid. In the same – he was in the, I mean, you know, when they were watching Keeley Ringo and the Kobe Dean, they were watching his tape too, and he broke his leg and – We're not at practice every day, guys.
Sure,
we don't know what these guys look like.
You're right, Clay. So I remember being excited about him too when he came out. I thought he was a player when Minnesota drafted him. And maybe it's an amazing, you know, health and reclamation project. I'll just say this, Clay, though. The Vikings, pretty good organization. The Bills, obviously a winning organization. He was there in the last few years, and they both said it's not happening, right? They moved on. So, I mean, maybe we may have found a diamond in the rough. I can't hold my breath until I see him this summer.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, to a degree, they were trying to play him out of position, and then I believe he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And breaking your leg is a two-year thing to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ross said it really well. About an hour ago, you played the clip. You know, on the defense, you could make the case that Josh Sweat's a top five player, okay? But is he really? I mean, top five, like, moving forward, like, who they would covet is, like, we need to keep these guys, you know? So, and the other thing, too, Kyle made the point. There's a lot of teams that are having to reset. How is Detroit going to be with two new coordinators? And I get Minnesota, but, man, 30-year-old guys get hurt, defensive tackles especially.
They do. No, no, totally.
The one thing I like is depth and youth. Depth and youth. Because we've been really, really fortunate from an injury standpoint. Depth and youth plays a big part in that.
Agree. Now, we're gonna have more youth. Our depth probably isn't going to be quite as good, right? If we, you know, you lose Williams, you elevate Ojomo. Now you got to find the new Ojomo. So I agree with you on youth. We should have a lot of young, cheap, hopefully athletic and healthy players. I agree on that.
A lot of bites at the apple, too, with all these draft picks they're going to have next year. So you guys have a great day.
You too, well, Clay. Man. All right, Harvard Hugh making an appearance there. Hugh, do you have a favorite of yourself? Do you think in those terms?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. I mean, because it's just all depends on how you feel. But no, I don't. I don't.
Before you came to this show, did you realize how many different versions of yourself were there?
No, not until you start pointing them out.
I don't think I realized it first either. And then we started seeing the different hues that emerge each day.
No, I didn't think too much of it.
Well, now you can't avoid it.
But everyone's very aware of them, too.
I know.
You're getting a lot. Yeah.
Because we hear them. They know about this. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls to the Eagles. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. And that doesn't mean they're going to be bad. I just didn't look at what they've done this week. The first wave of free agency, they've lost a lot of good players. It's okay. We could say it. We don't have to pretend they're not good. They lost a lot of good players, and they It's okay. It's not. No one's going to bite you if you say the Eagles lost good players. They lost a lot. They've brought in some guys, some players that just kind of fill in here. They're not the same team they were a week ago. Are you okay with a reset year, or are you not accepting it? I mean, Hugh doesn't think they're going to have to reset. Kyle is in la-la land over there. 215-592-9494. We need your favorite, Hugh, for a bracket of Hughes. Plus, we have to get to a rock-bottom check-in on the other side earlier than we usually do today because there's a lot here. A disastrous quote by Daryl Morey. I mean, one that we might play on this station for years to come. A move they may be trying to make this offseason. And some more trouble the Sixers may have gotten themselves into. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about mattresses. Because behind every champion is a great night's sleep. And Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. Do what the pros do. Find your perfect mattress backed by science at the Mattress Warehouse. Others claim, in air quotes, to match you, but only Mattress Warehouse offers bed match technology They help you find your right mattress. Bed Match is a one-of-a-kind diagnostic sleep technology developed by some of the world's leading sleep scientists. It's doing decades of research, only at the Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse tax refund sale. Say, I was about to say tax-free. It's not tax-free. It's tax refund sale. Save up to 60% off the warehouses, off the warehouse wide. Don't wait. Stop that, Kyle. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.